accurate on some of the keeper stuff when you're on the move. I'm curious, why do you feel so comfortable throwing on the move?
I think it's something that just comes naturally, but you're just going to have to work on everything, drop back, play action, intermediate throws, quick game, and keeper is something that it gets the whole defense flowing one way, and usually you guys are wide open on the other side, so throwing on the run just comes natural, so I guess it's kind of easier, but we just need to keep evolving in all areas.
You talked last week a little bit about footwork and continuing to work on that. What are the things that you've had to learn on this level about the complexities and the precision of footwork and how it all ties in?
You said it all ties together. So, I mean, when your footwork and eyes are in the right spot, I'm usually going to be on time and throwing with really great accuracy. But if I start doing my own drops or just so much muscle memory goes back to my old drops or what I just feel like in the timing, if I go back to my own stuff, then usually accuracy or timing's a little off within the play, but if I just do exactly what I'm coached, then we'll be right on. We'll be fine. So it's just repetition. Keep doing it. We're installing new stuff every week, so it's just trying to rep that stuff, get it down. So by the time you get to the game, it's second nature with all that timing and stuff.
Were you able to kind of take a bigger view of how defenses played you over the bye week? And if you did, what did you kind of see in that?
We've just seen that every defense has played us different than what they've shown against other teams. So we try to get a lot of tendencies on teams going into the game. But the last couple times we've gone out there, they've shown something that we've never seen before. So it's all about adjustments, being ready for whatever they throw at us, and just in-game adjustments and just great communication, everybody being on the same page and adjusting on the fly. So usually tendencies is a big thing you like to pick up on defenses, but if they're not showing us, then we're just going to have to adjust on the fly and take what the defense gives us.
Mitch, you had a base of four games, and now you've had a week to kind of take a step back and look at the maybe a little bigger picture. How much greater is your sense of anticipation going ahead as far as, you know, taking that big step that you obviously want to make? Is it any greater now that you've had a little bit of time to take
it on? Yeah, I would say just learn from the past four games. I'm pretty anxious and excited about this week. I kind of feel like it's a new season in a way. Just the last games, they are what they are, but this, we have a great opportunity with coming up next at this home game. Just take it one game at a time, trying to be 1-0 this week. We're only worried about the Green Bay Packers, so just trying to be 1-0 and learn from your mistakes and just keep getting better each and every single week. And I feel very confident, and I'm very excited to really just start to open things up and really just play with myself and the offense and do my job so the offense can succeed and we could win more games.
Do you understand the depth of this rivalry and the history and what a win over Green Bay would mean to the fan base right now?
Yeah, I'm starting to figure out. It's a pretty big deal. But no matter who our opponent is, we're trying to be 1-0 each week. But I know this is a big rivalry for the fans in the city of Chicago, so we're just going to go out and give it everything we got and hopefully we come out on the good side of it.
Mitch, how much work have you had at least before you came back last week? Were you guys able to get any sort of chemistry going with diversity?
Yeah, we got good chemistry. We're on the same page. We've been throwing a lot, and whenever he's out there, we're throwing, getting on the same page. So I would say we have good chemistry. I can't give you like a specific amount of hours. We're out there a lot.
When he's going good, what does he run well?
He runs really good routes. He's got good ball skills, and he gets open, and he's fast. So we could use his speed to open up things in offense.
What have you seen from Dontrell Inman so far at this point? Dahl said that he encouraged you to maybe talk to him because he's been around Phillip Rivers for a while.
Yeah, for sure. Really smart player. Likes to study the game. A really hard worker, studying the offense. He's picked up things really quickly around here. Bigger guy, so easier to throw to. Uses his body well. Great hands, and we're just looking forward to add him to the rest of the receiving core.
Mitch, what are some of the things that stand out about Green Bay's defense?
They mix it up a lot. So going back to the tendencies on defense, they look at their tendencies and try to mix it up. So they're going to try to throw a twist at us. They're really good up front, especially when they're healthy. They mix it up on the back end a lot, and they're going to try to confuse us with blitzes and switch it up with man and zone. So whatever they throw at us, we just got to adjust on the fly and just do what we do best, establish the run early, open it up with the pass game, and keep them off balance.
You've seen this Green Bay team from the sidelines already once this season. How has that helped you in your preparation this week?
It's a little different. Being a starter, I kind of know what to expect more. I guess just from the previous 8 games. I feel like I have a lot more experience in how to prepare, what all I need to watch, and going into this week in order to be prepared. So I feel pretty good about it. But that experience definitely has helped for what's coming up next. But like I said, it kind of feels like a new season. They're a different team. Some of the guys aren't playing. Some of them are. Some of them are back that didn't play as previously. So we just got to go in there, do what we do best, and execute our plays.
You go up against the opposing team's defense, obviously, but are you at all into quarterback matchups? Like when you became a starter, did any part of you kind of look forward to matching up against Aaron Rodgers in that kid, or is that just...
I mean, he's not playing defense, so I'm not really worried about it. I think the outside really makes a big deal about that, but I just try to control what I can control, and that's going against the defense, making sure my guys are on the same page, executing our plays. But, I mean, yeah, you want to be able to say you beat Aaron Rodgers head-to-head because he's got the name and he's been so successful in this league. But just wishing him and all the other guys who've been getting hurt this season to get healthy and just go about your business.
What was your biggest rival in Carolina days? How does this compare?
Probably NC State and Duke from North Carolina. How does it compare? I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure this is a bigger rivalry to us. But I'm just worried about being 1-0 this week and winning.
But you said that what you've seen on tape, teams are showing you something that you haven't seen before. Or haven't been on tape before. How much of that do you think is about you? Do you feel like it's designed to get you as a young quarterback?
Yeah, I got no idea. I'm not really sure what their defensive coordinator is thinking. I know in general they like to try to confuse a rookie quarterback, throw different looks at him. I don't know why they wouldn't do that to all quarterbacks, but they think they could just pick on rookies, I guess. But, yeah, just whatever they want to do to try to confuse me. Not show tendencies. That's their business. We just got to adjust and go on the fly.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Appreciate it.